I've been trying to find topics that would relate a little bit to the daf, because I want to give not only daf yomi, but also give like Ian Shirim on the daf. So I found this article, a very nice piece of work here on Suffolk Brachos, and it's very relevant to Parakeitzim of Archim, which of course they're learning now. They're almost finished already, but. And there are so many times, so many occasions in which we have a suffix we don't know. I started eating. I'm not sure if I made the right bracha. I'm not sure if I made a bracha at all. I'm not sure if I made the bracha in the right place. Maybe I was mishana makom. And we have a principle.
This morning, we're talking about mushrooms. So what bracha to make on mushrooms, which is always a big question.
Right, so what bracha do I make on mushrooms? I could probably give you a list of probably 20, 30 things. I don't know what bracha to make on them. It's very complicated. Now, in all these cases of a suffix, I don't know if I did make a bracha, I didn't. I have to not make another bracha. The law is, that's the rule that generally the Shulchan Aruch paskins, as we'll see inside, suffix brachas lahakel. Yeah, I remember Rabbi Weber used to call it Sabal. I don't know where he got that from. Here where I come from, Sabal is those schleppers, you know. But anyway. So the question is as follows. I'm not going to make a bracha in a case of suffolk, but I want to continue eating. So what do I do now? Do I continue eating without a bracha? And that's a problem, because the entire first sugya in Parakeitz of Avarchim, Minani Mili, the Gemara tries to find a source for the Chiyuv of Birkas Hanenim. First, the Gemara tries Kodesh Ilulim Lashem in the Parash of Ravai. The Gemara doesn't come to too much of a conclusion from the Parash of Ravai. The Gemara tries its hand at a Kal Vachomer, because the Torah says I have to make a bracha after I eat. And if I have to thank Hashem after I eat, then how much more so do I have to thank Hashem before I eat when I have hunger pains and I need to thank Hashem for providing me with the wherewithal to relieve myself of those hunger pains. But nevertheless, the Gemara at the end of the day says that we derive Birkas Hanenim from a Svara. El a Svara who also loli adam shehenim and olam azeh below bracha. And later on, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, and Kol Hanenem and Olam Hazeh B'lo Brocha Kilu Mal. It's like he violated Me'ilah by taking from this world without a bracha. And the Gemara amplifies this. The Gemara says that there's a pasuk that says, Hashamayim Shamayim Lashem, or Lashem Ha'aretzim Eloha. And Lashem Aretzim Loa implies that Lashem, usually Lashem is a Lashon Hekdesh. For example, if I want to be Magdish Behema, so I say Lashem Ola, Lashem Shlomim. So Lashem Aretzim Loa. And the entire world, the entire universe is like Hekdesh. It belongs to Hashem. He's the master of the universe. But there's another pasuk that says Aretz Nasan Livnei Adam, Lo Kasha Kam Kodem Bracha Kam Liachar Bracha. Now this Svara, we could always ask the question whether we're talking about something that's Doraisa or Durabonon. As a general rule, a Svara is Doraisa. Very often the Gemara says, Ibai Seim Akra, Ibai Seim Svara. Svara is not necessarily human logic, it's halachic logic, it's Talmudic logic, it's within the world of halacha. And it's just on the same level as a kra. Ibai say makra, if you want a kra, I'll give you a kra. If you don't have a pasuk, I'll give you a svara. You like the svara, take the svara. But once you take the svara, you talk about it doraisa. Now, if that be the case, then in a suffix situation, I understand that I'm not going to repeat the bracha, because suffix bracha is lahakil. Maybe I'll be violating an isur of lo tisa shem Hashem lashav. But on the other hand, how can I continue eating? Because if I continue eating, and let's say I need a bracha, and I haven't recited a bracha, then I'm violating this Isur, which the Gemara equates with Me'ila. It's like you're embezzling Hegdesh. So if I assume A, that the final maskana is that Birchas HaNenim comes under this Isur, and if I assume number two, that Isur is Doraisa, wow, that would mean I can't continue eating without a bracha because I'm in a Suffolk Doraisa situation. I'm not going to be able to recite the bracha, that I understand, because Suffolk Brachas Lahakel, I might have already made the bracha. But on the other hand, to continue eating, how do I justify that if I'm dealing with a Suffolk Doraisa? So that's part of the discussion that we want to have today. The Gemara also on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, you'll see at the second source in your page, it says, Ki'ilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if he stole, if he ate without a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't want to get into a suffix of stealing. In fact, there's an entire sugya about suffix in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We don't have to go through the entire sugya. We can go through a couple of points in the sugya. Let's say, for example, I'm holding a cup, and inside the cup I have beer, but I don't see it as beer. I think it's wine. So I made the bracha thinking that it was wine. We have in Israel very popular, I assume you have it there too, black beer. So you have, you know,
we don't have it here. That's an Israel thing.
Oh, okay. So in Israel we have black beer, and you know, there are also many beers that look like white wine. For example, I assume you have white wine in Canada, right? Everybody drinks
white wine,
right? Everybody drinks white wine. In any event, he starts the bracha. He says Baruch Ata Hashem, and then he says Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, which is Sheimu Malchus, and he's about to say Baruch Pri HaGofen. He looks down and he says, "Wait a minute, it's beer." And he says Shakol Nia B'dvar. So he catches himself, but at the point that he was reciting Shemu Malchus, he had in mind to finish up with the Baruch Pri HaGofen. And the Gemara vacillates back and forth as to whether the Ikar of the Bracha is the Chasima Sabracha or the Psicha Sabracha. And the Gemara has a strong Svara, very heavy weighing in for the Tchila Sabracha, because that's a Shemu Malchus. And any bracha without Shemu Malchus is not a bracha. So the Shemu Malchus here was connected to a Baruch Pri HaGofen. Now, Baruch Pri HaGofen is not valid on beer. It's not worth a dime. It's completely possible, if you will. And the maskan of the Gemara is, it becomes an Iboy Delo Ifshita. The Gemara comes to absolutely no conclusion. So what do I do now? I started the bracha with a gofen, at least aldas bari priya gofen. Now, I completed the bracha with shahakol, and we're not sure what the din is. So, how are we going to paskin? So, if you take a look on page 2 of Yomara Makomos, you'll see a pnei Yoshua, and that's the pnei Yoshua in brachos. And he starts by saying that kol birchas hanenim hei midrabanan. In other words, not the way we said it, that Birchas HaNenim is Doraisa because it's based on a Svara. He insists that it's Drabanon. And yet, he himself admits that Kol Yesh L'tmor D'chol Kol B'chol HaShas Mashma, it seems from all over the Shas, the Midi D'Asya Misvara Havi Doraisa. And therefore, he doesn't know what conclusion to draw. Do we classify Birchas HaNenim as Durabanan or as Doraisa? It would seem on the face of it that it's Durabanan, but yet the Gemara comes to the conclusion that's Misvaran. Anywhere we see Svara, we always say it's Doraisa. And the Nafkamina is going to be in our case of Suffolk. If you're dealing with Suffolk Drabbanan, that's one thing. But if you're dealing with the Suffolk Doraisa, that's a whole different thing. Now the Pnei Yoshua, I'm going to just take a break. We're halfway through the Pnei Yoshua. The second half of the Pnei Yoshua makes more sense if you take a look at Tosfos, which is on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and you'll see it on the top of page 2. he writes Omer Ri, the name of the Ri Balatosis, the Yesh Lahachmir. He's got a case of a Safek and he wants to be Machmir. And the question is about Shasiya, how much he has to drink in order to be Chayv in a Bracha. And the question is whether you need a Revias, some Ali Lugmav, and he writes, Yesh Lahachmir Levarich Alav, Afilu Bepachos Mimoli Lugmav. He says the following, even though it's clear from other halachas that less than a mogli lugmav is not considered a shasiya, but nevertheless, since the Gemara has a tzad to say that maybe I'm chayav in a bracha on shasiya, even though I drank less than a mogli lugmav, again, you have to look into all the details. See, I'm not going through the details, but l'maisa, he says lahachmir. And if you look in the Gilead Hashas, which is on the top right of page 2, which Rabbi Kiveger says, Kashali, Heich Shaykh Lahachmir Levarech, Habibracha, Safik Lahakil. We have a halacha that Safik Brachas Lahakil. And yet the Ri says, you're in a Safik situation, and you have to make the Bracha, and he goes, Lechumra. Very interesting. Rabbi Kivega leaves it as a tzarech irud. Now, perhaps the answer to Rabbi Kivega's kasha in terms of understanding the Ri is that the Ri holds that although the rule of thumb is kol habrachos im nistapik im birech o lo birech einu mevarech lo b'tchilu v'lo b'sof, which you'll see in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tes, which is on page 4, top line. However, the Shulchan Aruch himself has an exception to that rule. We don't apply Safik Brachas LaHakel in the case of Birkas HaMazon, Mipnei Shehishal Torah. And the question here is, on the side, it's not for us now, but why does the Shulchan Aruch leave out Birchas HaTorah, for example, which is also Doraisa? The Gemara derives that from Kishem Hashem Ekra. But back on to our discussion, you would think that according to the Shulchan Aruch, if I have a suffix about Birchas HaNenim, it should come under suffix Drabanan Lekula, especially if you assume that Birchas HaNenim is Drabanan, which again, that's the generally accepted view, with the exception of Pnei Yoshua. He says, Chutz mi Birchas HaMozen she told Torah. Now, Birchas HaMozen is only Doraisa when he ate Kedei Svir. He filled up his belly. The Torah says, V'achalta v'savata u'beirachta. And it's very interesting. The Mechaber says, Chutz mi Birchas HaMozen. I don't know. What does he mean? Is he talking about a case where I don't know if I had Kedei Svir? What happens if I don't know if I had a Kezias or not? Or a Kebetz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but let's say Kezias, according to Rabbi Meir. Well, Birkas HaMazon, in the case where I ate a Kezias pas, is only Derabbanan. And now, if I apply the logic of the Mechaber, I should come to the conclusion, which is Rabbi Kiveg's conclusion on Daf Yud Beis, on Daf Mem Tes as well, that I should apply the principle of Safik Brachos LaHakel, because we're dealing with the Darabonah, we're not dealing with the Doraisa. Even in Birkas HaMazon I could have a Darabonah. So the Pnei Yoshua, getting back to the Pnei Yoshua, he says, B'chol HaShas Mashma Demidi Diasya Misvar Havi Doraisa. And if that be the case, then when the Pasuk says Svara, when the Gemara says Svara, we're dealing with a Doraisa in Birchas HaNenim, and therefore we should not apply the principle of Safik Brachas LaHakil in Birchas HaNenim, because it's Doraisa. If we go back to the Ri in Tosfos, which Rabbi Kivega didn't understand, maybe the answer to the Ri is that the Ri holds that, like the Pnei Yoshua, anything you derive from Svar is Doraisa, and therefore in a case of Safik, I have to say Safik Doraisa L'Chumra. And the Pnei Yoshua says that we have a principle of Safik Brachas LaHakil, and that's because we always have to worry that maybe we're violating an Iser of Brachas Shei Tzricha of Lotisa Shem Hashem Lashav. But he says that in this case, if we're going to apply the principle of Safik Daraisa L'chumra, then it's not a bracha sheinu tzricha, because according to the Torah and its rules, as we saw in Birkas HaMazon in the Mechaber Reish Tes, we have to go L'chumra. If we have to go L'chumra, then I'm not going to say, well, maybe it's a bracha sheinu tzricha. It's not a bracha sheinu tzricha, because right now I'm in a situation where I have to recite the bracha. It's a Safik Daraisa. That's all if you assume that a Svara is Daraisa. But the truth is that the Pnei Yehoshua himself says Yesh L'tmoa. He quotes the Ri in Tosfos that we saw on Daf Mem Tes, and he writes Yesh L'tmoa Ba'ach Piska the Ri Delo Nosan Tam L'dvar V'amay Tzorch L'vorech Pam Acheres Ha'pshitele B'chulei Talmuda the Sofek Kol Sveka B'brochos is low if shita, if we have no final conclusion of Dina Lekula. And that's how the Rambam codifies it at the very beginning of Hilchos Brachos. And all the poskim agree that Brachos Adrabanan, with the exception of Birkas HaMazon, as we saw before, and therefore we apply the principle of Sofik Brachos Lahakel. Why is the Ri saying Sofik Lechumra? But he says, Lefima Shekasavti, that the Maskot of the Gemara is Svara, and Svara also Liodim Lenos below Bracha, Svara and Kol HaShas is always Doraisa. Then he says you could say the time shall reach a posik that tzorch levarach pamacheres is because of Safik Doraisa L'chumra. Fascinating understanding of the Ri. Now the Pnei Yehoshua feels very uncomfortable about this, to say that the Ri is applying Safik Doraisa L'chumra for Birchas HaNenim. He says nearly dochak. And then he thinks it's so dochak, it's so difficult to accept this pshat in the Ri, that he says, Hanir Beinu V'Taimu Shal Ri, Devadai Kamilam B'Alma Sveka D'Rabbona L'Kula. And he tries to assume that maybe in this case we would not apply the principle of Safik D'Rabbona L'Kula, meaning even if the Ri would hold A, that Safik Brachos L'Hakel, and B, that Safik Birchas HaNenim is a Safik D'Rabbonon. Nevertheless, here, in this case of Birchas HaNenim, Ika Taima, there's a special reason to be Machmir. Why? Because Sof Kol Sof, Svarahi, the Asul Enos Min HaOlam HaZeh B'lo Bracha. And now we have a problem. Because if we want to be Mekil in a Suffolk Bracha, then we are violating an Isur Me'ila, possibly. So that even though Suffolk Lekula in a Durabbanon, that's only a Suffolk Chiyuv Durabbanon. If I have a Suffolk Chiyuv Durabbanon, a Suffolk Mitzvah Durabbanon, I could be Mekil. But in a Suffolk Isur, Ki Hechidilo Lifka Bi Isura, he says that if he will be nene without a bracha, he's violating an Isur. In this case, he's not allowed to do so, even though he has a suffix about it. And memela, there's no bracha sheinu tzricha. So again, even if I don't go as far as to say that the chiyuv birchas hanenim is doraisa, I still might say that suffix l'chumra. Why? Because when do we say Safik Darabonu L'Kula? That's only the Safik Chiyuv. But in a Safik Isur, we're not going to let you violate an Isur mitzad Safik, even if the Isur is Darabonu. So, Mimarashah, if Kol HaNedev Ben Olam V'Zeh B'lo Brachos is a Svara in a classic sense, like any Svara in the Shas, and therefore it's Doraisa, then I have to apply the principle of Safik Doraisa L'Chumra. But I feel in Timtzalomar, even if I were to grant you, which seems to be the Shita of the Rishonim, that Birchas HaNenim is only Durabbanon, but I still cannot be oblivious and ignore the fact that the Gemara says there's a Svara here. And the Svara here is that I might be violating Me'ila. And if I might be violating Me'ila, then I have to be Machmer. And that's the Ri. So the Ri has to be Machmer, either because it's a Safik Doraisa or because it's a Safik Isur, and a Safik Isur has to be L'Chumra. That's what I think the Pnei Yeshua is saying. So let me just see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this whole thing. This is on page 4. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see Sifkatan Memtes in the Mishnah Berurah, which you'll see, where is it approximately? Just 1 second. Anyway, I'll find it as we go along. But he writes the following. He says that Imu Mesupak Birech Hamotziim Lav Eino Chozer Umevarech. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, which is that's the second source down from the top. And then the Mishnah Berurah Memtes writes the following. Kishe Yochal Od, he wants to continue eating, and the Mechaber says, Eino Chozer Mevarech. And we're talking about a case of Mesupak in Birech Hamotziim Lav. He says, the Birchas Hamotzi Eino Ela Midra Abonin Usveka Lekula. Umitam Ze Afilim Yirtza Lahachmir Levarech Gamkin Eino Rashoy Mishum Bracha She'eino Tzricha. So the Mishnah Berurah basically takes the Mechaber Kipshuto, this is the final word in Halacha. And when the Shulchan Aruch says that he doesn't know whether he made a motzi or not, Eino Chozer Mevarech, which means, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Yochal Od, he's going to continue eating without a bracha. Why? Because Birchas HaMotzi is only Drabbanon, Safik Drabbanon Lekula, he can't even be Machmer on himself because of the Safik Bracha Sheinu Tzricha. That's the Mishnah Berurah. But then, there's another line in the Mishnah Berurah which can really sort of pass unnoticed. And he writes, again, this is the second source on your page, on page 4, he writes, Miu, Im nizdamin lefanov b'misibaso echad shirotza lechol pas nochon shiotzienu b'birchas hamotzi. So somebody comes in, sits down, you have a suffix whether you made the brach of hamotzi, he is about to wash and make hamotzi, so you ask him if he can please have you in mind, make the bracha, and you'll hear his bracha and you'll be yotzi with his birchas hamotzi. So again, if he has a suffek, whether he's chayv the bracha before the achila, then the Mishnah Berurah says, Eino Mavarach, he can't make the bracha. And it means that l'chore he could eat. But yet, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, no, he should avoid eating. He should try to see if he could get someone else to recite hamotzi. Hamotzi, that person hasn't made a motzi yet. And what is the Mishnah Berurah implying? Is it possible? Again, I don't want to read too much into this Mishnah Berurah, but maybe he's implying that he should do everything that he can to avoid continuing eating, and he should try to get out of this suffix by finding someone who hasn't yet made a motzi. Again, I don't know how he's going to find somebody like that. But if he's at a wedding, you know, I always have this case on Shavuos in the morning. You know, you have a suffix whether to recite Birchas HaTorah or not. You know what I'm talking about? So you run around. Or for example, I don't know if I made a bracha my talis. I run around. Is there anyone? Oh, catch somebody on his way in. He hasn't yet made a bracha on his talis. Please make the bracha out loud. So Mishnah Berurah says, run around, try to find someone who hasn't yet made the bracha of Amotzi. And it really sounds to me that this is the way the Mishnah Berurah sees it. That he should really not continue eating if he could avoid it by listening to someone who could make Amotzi, and then he's out of the suffix.
So Rabbi,
yeah.
The concern in the sugya you're talking about now is the guy comes in, he finds himself eating, and he can't remember if he said a motzi. Is that our case?
Well, I guess he's involved in a very long a very long seuda, so let's say an hour went by, and he can't remember whether he made a motzi or not.
Well, that's the case. He can't remember.
Right, but I mean, again, if he's eating, if he's eating, I guess, you know, if he's munching away at, loaf of bread, I can, probably can assume that he made a motzi, but let's say an hour went by, he doesn't remember what he did when he first came in. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Hu mesupak im birech hamotzi im lav." I can't rewrite the text. I mean, that's what it says. He doesn't know whether he made hamotzi or not. So again, I don't want to make too much of a big deal about this Mishnah Berurah as to whether or not Mikra Din, you know, he should have to wait for somebody. I would say that probably the Mishnah Berurah would say that Mikra Din, he doesn't have to wait for anybody, and he should continue eating without solving the problem. If he can solve the problem, my tovu, my noyim, but that's only, like, that's a true part. That's a, you know, that's an extra icing on the cake if he can find someone who hasn't made hamotzi. And yet, it's very interesting because the Ri in Tosis, and for some reason, the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know, he's not quoting the Ri in Tosis that we saw, based on that Sugyan Yud Beis, where he doesn't know if you go Basar Ika Abrocha, Basar Chasimas Abrocha, and he started on this understanding, he's got a Bar Priya Gofet, he finishes with Shahakal. So what do we do at the end of the day? And the Ri says, L'chumra, that we should be Machmir. He doesn't know whether he made the Bracha, Kedasu Kedin, because he had the wrong Kavana when he said Shemu Malchus. So what should he do? I mean, logically, we would say, based on everything we know from the poskim, Safik brachas lekula, and that's, I think, what the Mishnah Berurah would say, until the Tosis quotes the Ri, who says, lechumra, tzarich levarech pam acheres. And it seems that the Ri is very consistent. Let's just see. Let me just go back for a minute. I have to just clear my brain on one thing. I think the Ri has it in two places. Although I'm not finding... Oh, here it is. Very good. On page 1. And I'm sorry I missed this before, but let's fill it in. Tosis on the bottom of your page, which is Yud Beis Amin Alf Dibri Maskel Lo, Upirish Rabbeinu Alfis, Hashta Delo Ifshita. Now the Gemara comes to no conclusion. He started with thinking it's Gofen. Is Bayan... There's no final conclusion to this bayan. It's Hazlina Lekula. And then he says, V'rihaya Omer Lechumra, the Tzarech Levar Parma Cheres. So put this Ri together with the Ri on Daf Mem Tes, in the case where he drank less than Moli Lugbov and he wants to be Machman to require the Bracha. And it's the Ri L'shitasa. The Ri is very, very consistent. In two places, the Ri says that we're going to go Lechumra in a Safik Brachos. What happened to Safik Brachos Lahakel? And here's where we want to point out that Rabbi Kivega, the Gilyon HaShas, was bothered by this. He left the Bitzarach Iyun. And now we have the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua might be saying that the principle of Safik Brachos Lahakel does not apply. So let's say, for example, in Mitzvos. Yeah, I don't know if I was yotze the mitzvah or not, so I'm going to go ahead and do the mitzvah again, just in case. But I'm not going to make a bracha because sofik brachas lahakel. But that's only in the case of a birchas ha-mitzvah. But in birchas ha-nenim, we have a svar of osul yodnam lehenos bin olam ezeb lo bracha. And therefore, the bracha, if he is machmir because he doesn't want to violate an isur me'ilah, that's not a bracha shein etzricha. He needs that bracha. And if he won't make the bracha, then he's asur lishnos. He's not allowed to drink. Or in the case of hamotzi, he's not allowed to eat hamotzi because of safek iser, which means safek me'ila, l'chumra. So it's really interesting. We may have a fundamental difference here, according to the Ri at least, between birchas ha-mitzvah and birchas ha-nenim. In birchas ha-mitzvah, safek brachos lahakil. But in birchas ha-nenim, safek brachos lehachmir. And it's asur for him to continue eating because he's chayv in a bracha mitzad safek, because otherwise he might be violating an iser hano. And therefore, when the Ri says lechumra v'tzarech levarach pam acheres, there's no chashash here of a bracha sheni tzricha, because he's obligated to recite the bracha, otherwise he'll violate, or something he might violate, the Isur Me'il. And basically what we're saying is, which is a fascinating chiddush, is that Birchas HaNenem is a Birchas HaMatir. The essence of the bracha is to be matir, the Isur of Me'ila. Now, I don't know if you have page 10, but on page 10 there's a tshuva from Rav Avadi Yosef in Yabia Omer, and he quotes the Ritva in Shabbos, he quotes the Me'iri in Brachos. Both of them say explicitly that if he doesn't know whether he made a Birchas HaNenem or not, Tzarech Lachzor Ulevarech. And why? Because Asur Lehenes Me'aroma Hazeh Lo Bracha. That's pretty impressive. So, when we talk about the Rif...
Rabbi?
Yes, please?
On the one hand, we seem to be concerned that if you're not sure if you made a motzi, you got to go find someone else to do it, because you don't want to be saying a motzi twice. And on the other hand, for the final bracha nanan, if he's not sure, he can say it? Is that what you just said? He can say it, so he might be saying it a second time, and that's okay. Not okay for before, but okay for after.
Right, because Yechiel, the principle is as follows. If I don't know if I fulfilled the mitzvah d'oraisa, I have to repeat it, even though I might be repeating the same mitzvah twice. However, if I'm talking about a bracha lefaneha, then as we saw, Tosfos quoting the Rif says, something brachas lahakil. I can continue eating without making a bracha. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's try if we can to hear someone else's bracha. But if you don't have anyone else, you're allowed to continue eating without a bracha. Why? Because safek bracha slahak. So that's the fundamental difference between bracha lachreo, which is doraisa, and the rule that governs a doraisa is safek lachumra. He's going to have to repeat birkas hamazon, as opposed to bracha lefanel, which is a birkas derabanan, a chiv derabanan, and we can apply the principle of safek bracha slahak. That's the rif. The ri, on the other hand, says that we have another factor that we have to take into consideration, and that is that the Birchas HaNenem, like Hamotzi, is a bracha that's meant to be matir, to allow me to benefit from this world. Because if I don't make the bracha, I'm not allowed to benefit from this world. So we're talking about a Safek Isur. And in the case of a Safek Isur, we have to be machmir, and therefore you're not allowed to continue eating your bread without making a motzi, according to the Ri. Again, I'm not paskening for you, I'm just telling you what comes out according to the Ri. And the logic of the Ri is very, very compelling. Because we're dealing with a Safek Isur, we're not dealing with a Safek Chiv. How could you allow yourself to possibly violate an Isur by continuing to eat bread when you're not even sure if you made the bracha? You might be over the Isur Me'ilah and call a Nenem in Olam Hazeh below bracha is Ma'al. He's violating an Isur Me'ilah. So we have a whole new set of rules here. This is not the general rule of Safek Dirabana Lekula. Here we have to apply the rule of Safek Isur Lechumra. So the Machlokas between the Rif and the Ri is a very fundamental Machlokas. The Rif is telling us that Birchas HaNenim is a Dirabana, and we have to worry about Lotisa in a case of Safek, because maybe we'll violate Isur Lotisa by making an unnecessary bracha. And any source in Shas that indicates that Birchas HaNenem is Doraisa, that's all an Asmachta. That's just the way that the Chachamim want you to remember it, or whatever it is. Because the bracha is only Durabonin and Safik Dravis Lahakil. And if you go ahead and make the bracha in a Safik situation, it's a chash that you're violating the Isur of Lotisa because of a bracha Lavatola. However, the Ri has a different opinion. The Ri's understanding is there's no problem of an Isur bracha Lavatola here, because we have to be machmir in a Safik Birchas HaNenem. Again, either because, as the Pnei Yoshua says, that Birchas HaNenem is Doraisa, because whenever we see Svara, we know that's Doraisa, or because We're talking about a suffik isur. And it seems to me that the Mishnah Berurah is completely oblivious to this. Let's take a look again on page 4, because maybe I missed something here. You know, I'm a human being and I make mistakes. So let's take a look again at the Mishnah Berurah on page 4. And we're looking at Siman Reish Tes Vav, which is the third paragraph on your page. And the Mechaber writes that Bracha Sheina Tzricha is no say Shem Shamayim Lashav, which is a serious Isur, and Harev Kinishval Lashav. And let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah.
And I'm sorry, Rob.
Yeah.
Nobody. It doesn't seem like anybody's saying yes. You're going to be over on Mila, but the fact that you're baking a bracha afterwards, that won't fix things. Lamafreya.
No. There is, by the way, Joe, a Gemara that vacillates in a case where he forgot to make the bracha beforehand. Can he make the bracha afterwards? That's a Gemara that we're going to have to talk about in this context, because I don't know how to square with that Gemara. If I assume that Birchas Hanenim is a Birchas Hamater, how can you possibly make the bracha after you eat? I mean, we don't paskel like that, but the Gemara actually has a tzad. If Israel will see it soon, then you can make the bracha after you eat. Now, is that Lamafreya? I don't know. Maybe you could say it's Lamafreya. I mean, the Gemara talks about tefillah and mikvah, that you can't make the bracha before you go down into the mikvah, gavra lo chazi, but you make the bracha after you come up from the mikvah. That seems like a bracha Lamafreya. But I would say that's only in Birchas HaMitzvah. In Birchas HaMitzvah, you need a bracha on the mitzvah. So, l'chatchila, you make the bracha before the mitzvah. Afterwards, you make the bracha after the mitzvah, possibly. But in the case of Birchas HaNenim, if you assume that Birchas HaNenim, the purpose of the Birchas HaNenim is to be matan isa me'ila, well, you've already eaten something. You can't be matan me'ila once you've eaten it. You know, it's already a given. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I know, but you have that. I mean, how are you saying you're going to say that the svor is going to knock off the doraisa that's clear in the pasuk?
I'm not sure what you mean by knocking off the doraisa. The doraisa is that.
It's pasuk in the pasuk. You bless afterwards. You make the bracha.
Right, but that.
So you're the svor that you should.
No, Joe. The bracha afterwards is not the bracha beforehand. The bracha afterwards is hodah. I thank Hashem because I'm full. I'm satiated. The bracha beforehand is something as a pigeon of hegdesh to allow me to benefit from this world, and I shouldn't violate the isur me'ilah. Those are two separate concepts. One concept is I filled up my belly. I have to be mevarech. I have to thank Hashem. That's a hodah. But we're not talking about hodah now. I didn't even eat yet. What are you talking about? I have to give thanksgiving? A birchas hanenim means that God wants me to pay a pruta, so to speak, pay up a payment before I enjoy His world. That doesn't work after you've eaten already. No way, no how. But again, I'm sorry, I apologize. I just wanted to see one more Mishnah Berurah, because I'm very upset here that the Mishnah Berurah was not aware of this concept. So let me just see if maybe I missed something in the Mishnah Berurah. And again, if you want to follow with me, then I'm looking at the Mishnah Berurah on page 4 of Yemar Mekomos. It's Simon Reish Tes Vav in the Mechaber. And the Mishnah Berurah is Sifkaton Chaf. And you'll see a little pointer over there on the side, which might help you find it. Third paragraph down from the top. And he says the following. Kol ha-mevarech, bracha sheina tzricha, over mishum lo tisa, es shen, v'gomer. Umikol makom, das kama rishonim, de'ikar ha-iser hu midrabanan. De'kevan shu maskiro bibracha, Derech Shevach Oda, who crossed Machta Bialma. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting Rishonim. I would have said the exact opposite, but these Rishonim are saying that he's thanking Hashem, he's praising God. That could not possibly be Shem Hashem Lashav. I don't know, I would have said the exact opposite. You know, if you take a Shvuah Shav, it means you took a Shvuah. Not that you just mentioned God's name, but you took a Shvuah. Here you said in a Bracha, the Bracha is like a Shvuah. I would say that on the count. But anyway, forget about what I would say. That's not important. What's important here is what the Rishonim said, not what Berzon says. So the Rishonim say that since you're mentioning God's name in the framework of a Bracha, which is Shevach Odah, that would not be a violation of Lotisa. And the Mishavu goes on to say that Bein Ludas Aram, Bein Ludas Shar Posim, Nistapik Lo, this is what we wanted to get to, Nistapik Lo, Al Eza Bracha, Im Birech Olo, Imu Dorashu Doraisa, Chozer Mevarech, Imu Durabana Lo Yachzo Levarech, Umashma Mikamach Ronim, the Osur, the Isur Yesh Bedor Lachzor Ulevarech. No, he doesn't really mention this this possibility. When he says im udavar shudoraisa, he's talking about birkas hamazon. But birkas hamotzi, or birkas hanenemi, writes in Furish, as we saw earlier in Kuf Samach Zayin, it's only derabanan. Sveka derabanan lekula. He writes it again in Reish Tayas. In the question of Nistapik and Birech O Lo Birech, Einam Avarch, Sveka Drabbana Lekula. And the only exception that he recognizes is Birkas HaMazon, insofar as that's Doraisa. So, I don't know, this whole discussion that we're having, somehow, again, pardon the expression, but it flew over the head of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not aware of this whole discussion here. With the Pnei Yoshua, with the Re and Tosis, with Safek Isur, Rabbi Kivegas Tzarech Iyun. I don't know. I don't see it in the Mishnah Berurah. I looked over and over again, and I can't find it. Now, on page 2, you have a Marsha. And the Marsha says the following. If you look at the Marsha in Psachim, on Daf Kuf Beis, which is on the left column of page 2, he writes at the end of that column that Birchas Hanenim Ki Hacha Osur lecho below bracha to keilu ma. So if you get a chance, you'll go through this marsha. I'm just mentioning it from the top, you know, I'm not going through it thoroughly, but you really get the impression that marsha is saying this svara, that when you have a suffix, if you have to make a bracha, you're not allowed to continue eating. And he applies the principle of Isur Ma'ila. So it's not just the Mishnah Berurah saying, oh, if you can find someone else to make the bracha for you. But rather, he's not allowing you to continue eating. Now, on page 6, there's a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Minchas Shlomo. And he says, what about a Balkari? A Balkari is not allowed to make brachos based on the Takon of Ezra. And he says, would a Balkari now have to fast? how many days would he have to fast until he's Tovel Kiri? I don't know. But he says, Lo Matsinu Isra al Balkari She'enam Yicholim Levarech Lechol. He says, even though a Balkari gives another example of an Onain, and these cases are cases of people who are enjoined from making a bracha. So you can't make a bracha. Did we find anyone who says that they're not allowed to eat? That a Balkari or an Onain has to fast? And why not? Why not say chashash shenenim in olam hazeh b'lo bracha? So Zalman says that we don't find an Isra Achila in the case of Valkeri or in the case of an Onain, and therefore he concludes that Muchach mikol zeh mikach, the Ein HaBracha bo lahatir es HaAchila. It's not a Birchas HaMatir, the way we understood the read. Ela Ikar Chiyuv Birchas HaNenim Mishum Shechivu Chachomim Lahodos Elal Hashem Kodem Shu Ochel Vishoseh Gak ilmu rabbanon lechiyuv habracha v'yomru to kol zman shlo bir chavi ki ilu ma. He doesn't exactly spell this out, what he means by ilmu rabbanon. The rabbanon wanted to give you a little bit of a scare over here. So they said, not only are you chayv to be moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bracha, but also you should know that if you don't make a bracha, it's as if you stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu your moel. But nimtza lefizeh, here's the punchline. The time of the Chashiv Gazlan, who gak mishum de mechuyiv levarech. Once there's a chiyuv bracha, the Rabbanu went a step further and they said, if you don't fulfill your chiyuv bracha, then you're a moel. But in a balkeri or an onate situation, came on the lo mechuyiv bracha. Clearly, the Rabbanu eliminated or alleviated their chiyuv bracha. Is memela. Could you imagine, Rabbi? Like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Aruch says that in a case where there's no chiyuv bracha, you're allowed to eat and fress away without a bracha. Because the whole Isser here is because you did not fulfill your chiyuv bracha. But as a result of the fact that you didn't fulfill your chiyuv bracha, the Rabbanan said you're a moel. But if you're potter from the bracha, then there's no me'ila at all. Wow. I mean, if you accept this from Shlomo Zalman, then all our problems with the Mishnah Berurah are solved.
Yeah.
That Safek Brachas LaHakel means that he's not chayv in the bracha, in a case of Safek, and Memela, he's not over at Iser Gzela, at Iser Me'ila. And why is that so? Because the Iser Me'ila is Mistayev, it's a byproduct of the Chiyuv Bracha. And if there's no Chiyuv Bracha, then there's no Me'ila. Have you been able to follow this? Again,
I'm trying. A fantastic
chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. I mean, it doesn't help me with the read, but it puts a heck of a lot into perspective over here. And basically, what the read is saying, what Shlomo Zalman is saying, is that if there's no chiyuv bracha, then continue eating. And if something brachas lahakil, continue eating. I meila, there's no meila because you're not violating the chiyuv bracha. And not only that, you can't be machmir, because if you're going to be machmir, you're going to be violating lotisa. You know, we're in two polar extremes here. The Riyah is going to tell you, you have to make a bracha. And you can't continue eating in a suffix situation without making a bracha, because the suffix is a me'ila. Or the way the Pnei Yoshua says, the suffix doraisa, if svar is doraisa. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have all the poskim, and explained by Rav Shlomo Zalman at the very end that we're talking about the chiyuv bracha. And if there's no chiyuv bracha, there's no isa me'ila. Here's a joke I want to ask you. If the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Shlomo Zalman is correct, what happens if I'm in a Beis HaMerchatz? What do we want to call that in English? Schwitzbad? I don't know what you want to call it. And people are running around naked, right? And I want to take a bite. I want to eat something. I'm not going to fast. Why? I'm going to eat without a bracha. Why? Because I have no chiyuv bracha. And if I have no chiyuv bracha, I'm like the Onan case or the Balkari case, and I'm allowed to eat without a bracha. Wow, that's pretty wild. Now, I know you have to go soon, but I just want to tell you, I see, Yechiel, you have your coat on, and that gets me, you know, that gets me pretty nervous, because I wasn't aware at the time till I saw your coat. And the most popular sefer today, I think, at least here where I come from, in brachos, for practical questions, you know, like the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus kind of thing, is what's called the Sefer Vizos HaBracha. And if you're not familiar with it, you should buy it. Or if you have a bar mitzvah, buy it as a gift. Not because the author is a neighbor of mine, he lives in Har Nof, and his name is Rav Mandelbaum, but because it's a great sefer. So he writes that there's a Chai Adam, which is quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Simon Reish Gimel, who paskins in a case where a person made a borei priya eitz on a questionable fruit, meaning we have certain fruits and we're really not sure whether they're fruits or not fruits, maybe they're vegetables, and it's not clear whether you make a borei priya eitz. I know when I was a kid, we had a problem with blueberries. We weren't sure whether to make an eitz on blueberries. What do you gentlemen make on blueberries?
Eitz.
You make an eitz. So when I, you know, things have changed since my youth. In my youth, we were nervous about making a bar priya eitz on blueberries. So we used to make a bar priya adam on blueberries. Okay, that was just when I was a kid. But in such a case, the Chai Adam says, if you have a machlokes, whether or not to make a bar priya eitz or a bar priya adama, he says, yochal rak ma'at, kidei shelo tisbatel habracha, velo yoser. Very ambiguous. Yochal ma'at, kidei shelo tisbatel habracha, velo yoser.
I don't understand.
I'm not sure I understand either, but I'll just tell you that this Chai Adam, which is quoted by the Mishnah Brura and also by the Sefer Vizos HaBracha, seems to indicate that if you have a suffek, you really should not be continuing eating. Again, I don't know what he means by Kadesh Lo Tisbatel HaBracha. Maybe he means, you know, he made the bracha, so he's got to eat something. I don't know what. But lo yoser, he shouldn't continue eating. Well, why can't he continue eating? And the answer is, because he's still in a situation of suffek, and a person should not be eating when he's in a situation of suffek.
He shouldn't have said he shouldn't eat in the first place.
Right, yeah, I don't know. So let me ask you to, if you have time, to go through the Tshuva Rav Moshe Feinstein, which you'll see here on page 7, the Igros Moshe, and he says that if you made a borei mina mizonos on something that really requires a shahakol, is yatsi decho vaso. I don't know how that works, but you'll take a look at the Tshuva, and he writes, avol yochal rak chakticha ktana, Shaderech lanicha bebas achas lefiv velo yoser. And again, he doesn't want the bracha to be a bracha of atol. So he made a brori minim mizonos, and really he was supposed to make a shahakal. So Rav Moshe says he should eat a little piece, and for some reason, as we saw earlier in the Chai Adam, who says yochal rak ma'at, kidei shelo tisbatel habracha, so it should be a bracha of atola, but he says below yoser. So on the one hand, he's allowed to eat a small amount because otherwise, you know, he's involved in a suffix of lotisa et shem Hashem lashav. So we're going to allow him to, because he made the bracha already, we're going to allow him to eat a drop, but he shouldn't continue eating. Why not? Apparently, because kol hanena b'olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilu mal. So he's still in a suffix situation. Very strange, because you know, why don't we apply the principle of suffik brachos lahakel, and he's allowed to continue eating. Again, you know, if he can find somebody else, the Mishnah Brura says blah blah blah, but otherwise, anyway, what I'm trying to point out to you is that even after Reb Shlomo Zalman's chiddush, we still have a vestige of a relic, if you will, of that svara of suffik iser of kolanena is kilumah, and there may be situations in which will allow you to eat something minimal, because otherwise you'll get into a problem of a bracha shenetzricha, bracha levatola, lotisa, and the like. But we're not going to allow you to eat more than that, because every time you eat something afterwards, you might be violating an Issur Me'ilah. And I'll leave you with the following thought. There's a sefer here you'll see on page 12 called the Pnei HaShulchan. And he has the strangest conclusion that I ever saw. He says, what kind of suffix are we dealing with? There are two categories of suffix. There's a suffix b'mitzius. He doesn't know if he made the bracha or not. That's just a question of reality. And then there's something called a suffix b'din, which we don't know what the halach is in this case. The Gemara doesn't come to any conclusion. And he says the following, that if it's a suffix b'din, whether this is the right bracha or not, so in such a case, he says that, I'll read to you his language, he said, Bazemach Masveko Aproti Shebir Kachas Venedeus Ein Lachriya B'machlokes Shal Aposkim. And therefore, just 1 second, I'm sorry. And therefore, he should not continue eating. I mean, it works like this. If I have a suffix b'mitzius, so the principle is suffix brachas lahakil, and if I can assume that I made the bracha, that's what the halacha is allowing me to do, to assume I made the bracha. In Ibazoi, then I'm allowed to continue eating. But if on the other hand I have a suffix in halacha, we don't know which day are we paskin like, so you don't have the right to be machriya in a machlokas aposkim and say, oh, I don't have a chiv to make the bracha. What do you mean you don't have a chiv to make a bracha? It's machlokas aposkim. This halach a suffix bidin. You know, if it's a suffix bidin, you can say, well, let's consider as if I did make the bracha. I don't know if I did or I didn't. Or I consider as if I did make the bracha suffix brachas lahaka. But in a case of a suffix bidin, you have no right to say, oh, let's consider as if I was yotzit with that bracha. And that's what I wanted to leave you with. I mentioned before the Sefer Vezos HaBracha of Rav Mandelbaum, and he actually clears this chakira about the din of Safek Brachas Lahakel. Is it that it's considered as if he made the bracha, or is he potter from the bracha? And that's very close to what we saw here in the Chayodim and the Igros Moshe and so forth and so on. Now, as far as Bracha Kron is concerned, there we saw the Shulchan Aruch had the exception, and there we go, Safik L'Chumra. And herein lies the difference between the Bracha Rishona and the Bracha Krona. And in a Bracha Rishona, he has to make the Bracha on a Kol Shu. In a Bracha Krona, there's a Shir, a minimum Shir. And we could say the following, that when Rabbi Kiveger, we saw in the Gilyon HaShas, says Heich Shaych LaHach Milavarach HaBebracha Sveika LaHakil, and the Abia Omer of Rabbi Yosef says that Besvara Shebesafik Brachas Hanenim Yesh LaHachmir, he says Yesh LaChalik Bein Bracha Rishona LeBracha Achrona. So that's something that should be investigated. Okay, now, if you're interested in the halach lamais aspect, we got to get a hold of Mezos HaBracha. Some of it you'll see photocopied here in the olamot.net on pages 10 and 12, and Od Chazon LaMoed.